Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Anthony Mercino's Emotional Intelligence for Project Managers. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book change how you see the whole project management game?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all think project management is about Gantt charts and risk registers, but Mercino makes the case that the real killer is always the people stuff. It's the emotional undercurrents that sink a project, not a bad schedule.
Right. And he starts by busting that myth that it's all left brain, rational work. We love our WBS and our EVM, but those tools are run by human beings who get anxious and defensive.
Exactly. He says the project manager's real job is to manage energy, attention, and relationships, not just tasks. That's a big shift in mindset.
And the book is built on that classic 4-part model of EQ: self-awareness, self-management, empathy, and relationship management. But he tailors it all to the project world.
Yeah, and he starts with self-awareness, which is the foundation. Because you can't manage what you don't see. If you're snapping at a team member, it might not be about their late deliverable, but your own fear of looking bad to the sponsor.
Oh, that hit home. And he suggests keeping a trigger log to spot patterns in your reactions. So when you feel that frustration rising in a status meeting, you can pause and choose your response instead of just reacting.
That pause is the gateway to self-management, which is all about staying calm under pressure and setting the emotional tone for the whole team. If you're anxious, they're anxious.
He's got this 10-second rule, where you physically step back from a stressful email or conversation and take a breath before responding. And also cognitive reframing. So when a key resource gets pulled, you see it as a challenge to solve instead of a disaster.
Right.
And he also talks about managing your own energy with sleep and exercise, because a depleted project manager can't manage their emotions. You've got to be that steady anchor in the storm.
Then comes empathy, which I think is the most misunderstood. He's careful to say it's not sympathy. It's about sensing what others feel and understanding their perspective. It's a superpower for gathering data.
Yes. Like when a stakeholder is resisting a change, you ask, "What are you afraid of losing?" instead of, "Why are you being difficult?" That flips the whole conversation.
And he gives exercises like active listening and paraphrasing, so you actually confirm you understand before you respond. It turns you from a taskmaster into a partner.
And all that builds up to relationship management, which is where you use your EQ to influence, communicate, and handle conflict. That's the leadership part.
He makes a good point that project managers rarely have direct authority, so you have to lead through influence. And that's built on trust and rapport. Being reliable and transparent goes a long way.
And he's got a framework for crucial conversations, focusing on interests rather than positions. That's huge for those tough talks with stakeholders.
One part that really got me was the project management emotional cycle. Every project goes through enthusiasm, then disillusionment and panic, then acceptance. A high EQ manager anticipates that and manages the team's mood through it.
During the panic phase, you provide reassurance and focus on small wins. During acceptance, you reframe challenges as learning opportunities. It's like being a coach, not just a coordinator.
And he dives into office politics, which is usually a dirty word, but he reframes it as relationship management at scale. You map the political landscape and build coalitions before you need them.
He even profiles project vampires, you know, the pessimist, the bully, the passive-aggressive resistor. And the key is to separate the person from the problem. Address the behavior, not the label.
For the passive-aggressive type, you set clear, written agreements with deadlines and consequences while privately exploring why they're avoiding the work. That's empathy plus self-management in action.
And he doesn't ignore burnout. He says self-care is a professional responsibility, not a luxury. If you're burned out, you can't be empathetic or effective.
So the big takeaway for me is that the technical tools are just table stakes. What separates great project managers is their ability to connect with people and navigate the emotional landscape. It's not about the methodology.
And if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The path to project success runs straight through the human heart, and the project manager who learns to read that map will never be lost. We'll see you in the next one.